This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from 2 Chronicles chapters 33 through 36, Leroy looks at overcoming the yo-yo syndrome in our walk with God. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Reading the story of the people of God is often like reading the biography of a yo-yo. One minute it's up, then it's down. But in today's passage, we watch the nation plunge to the bottom and stay there. After Hezekiah's godly reign, his son Manasseh turned to other gods. He profaned the temple and led the people to do worse than the heathen. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 brings us to the straw that broke the camel's back. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against the Lord God of Israel, and the people and the priests followed his leadership. The record says they transgressed after all the abominations of the heathen and defiled the house of the Lord. When God continued to call them back to Himself, they mocked His messengers and despised His words till there was no remedy. Some time ago, a study in England showed that 30% of patients fail to take the prescriptions given by their doctor. If a person refuses to take the medicine the doctor prescribes, there is nothing the doctor can do. And that's exactly what we see here. In spite of all God's efforts to bring His people back to Himself, they would have none of it. And so we see the destruction of the kingdom of Judah and the city of Jerusalem by the Chaldeans. If the king had simply made the Lord his friend, he could have prevented the ruin and saved the land. Because he would not humble himself and make himself the servant of God, he became the slave of his enemies. The Lord calls to us in so many ways. He speaks through His Word. He pricks our conscience. He speaks through providential circumstances to get our attention. He is not willing that any should perish, but perish they did. The sanctuary was ransacked. Its treasures were seized and carried to Babylon. The temple was burned. The walls of Jerusalem were demolished, and stately palaces laid in ashes. The people left alive were carried to Babylon, enslaved, impoverished, insulted, and exposed to all the misery of the enemy's land. What a picture of the person whose heart becomes hard and unyielding toward God. By the Lord's grace, may we respond to His voice today, break out of that yo-yo syndrome, and walk with Him in daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a wild prediction that came true right on schedule, 200 years after it was made. Join us on Daily Discipleship.